the lesson from 1 Peter chapter 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. Thanks be to God. We live in a world filled with uncertainties. We learn to be skeptical and not believe things that are too good to be true. And that's wise. But in Holy Scripture, we have a source of truth that is always correct, always helpful, always tells us how things really are, even if they seem unbelievable, even if they seem too good to be true. The Word of God is reliable because it comes from God Himself. But it shows us our greatest problem, our sin and sinfulness. It tells us that we cannot escape, we cannot rescue ourselves. And yet St. Peter here says that we have a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Because Jesus lived and died in our place and rose again, salvation has been purchased for all of us. It is ours and belongs to us even now while we walk on this corrupted and corruptible earth. Though we are still sinners and can feel that sin in us every day, God regards us now as washed and pure saints, without blemish or stain. God delivers to us that salvation that Christ earned on the cross when he preaches it to us in his word, when he claims us as his dear children in baptism and the Lord's Supper. We receive it simply by believing through faith in Christ. This is our living hope based on God's mercy. It is real and alive within us, and it is sure and certain because it is outside of us. It comes from God. Our ultimate living hope as Christians is to be in heaven and have eternal life. And it is not just a wish or a dream. It's a reality and a certainty because God said it, because God is merciful, because God is truthful, because God is love. Peter calls this our inheritance incorruptible. We know about corruptible. We know about things that don't last. We know about things that fall apart and break down and are destroyed every day. We see it, we live it, we experience it. But that doesn't happen in heaven. There, everything is eternal and glorious and perfect and new. Jesus says that no moth or worm can destroy our treasure in heaven. No tears, no sadness, no mourning, no loss, no separation, no death. Jesus has conquered all the things that can grieve us. Yes, paradise was lost for us through sin and corruption, but paradise was regained through Jesus dying and powerfully rising again. So that he can say, because I live, you will live also. I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you may be also. That living hope is not just a wish, but a certainty and reality promised to you, as Peter says, reserved in heaven for you. Even in our most difficult circumstances, as Christians, we can live in this sure hope with confidence and joy, knowing that through Christ, heaven is ours forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen.
forgiveness of sin. We beseech you, grant us your Holy Spirit, that we may believe your word, and through the holy sacraments day by day establish our faith, until we at last obtain salvation. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. And the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.